Chapter 14. Catherine checked Chaz's pulse and the breath coming out of his nose. Content that he had both, she sat back and took a long swig of wine. "Fucking moron," she muttered, and let out a deep sigh. A moment later, Butterbean let out a low growl and then a series of sharp barks. "Fuck," said Catherine. "Now what?" She stoppered her flask, picked up her sickle, and stood up. Butterbean was peering into the darkness of the forest, his constant growl punctuated here and there by sharp barks. Catherine stood next to him, trying to see anything that looked like it might be cause for alarm. There was, in fact, something, maybe even someone, out there. Yes, it was a person, and they were walking towards her. Was the person really far away? Or was it? Yes, it was a child, walking very slowly and cautiously toward them, arms outstretched, holding a small sword unmenacingly in one hand and a bow in the other. Catherine narrowed her eyes, unstoppered her flask, and called out, "It's a little late in the night to be bringing a basket of goodies to Grandma's house, don't you think?" She took another swig from the flask. The figure stopped, its arms dropped to its sides. "Cat?" Catherine spit out a mouthful of wine, spraying her forearm and the water skin. "Shit," she grumbled. "Tim," she called out, "is that you?" "Yeah." "Well, what are you doing out there? Get over here. I've got booze."
Tim said,
"I don't know if you've noticed, but there's a giant wolf standing next to you."
"Oh, right," said Catherine.
"Butterbean, shut up."
Butterbean lowered his head and lay on the ground. Catherine knelt down next to him.
"Oh, I'm sorry, Butterbean. I didn't mean it like that. It's just that he's my brother."
She stroked the wolf under the chin, and the look on his face told her that all was forgiven.
"Come on over. He won't hurt you."
Tim cautiously closed the gap between them. Butterbean's eyes never left him, and there was still the slight purr of a growl coming from within him. Catherine gave the wolf a small tap on the head.
"Hey," she warned him, "that's enough."
Butterbean whimpered and lowered his head again. The growling ceased.
"He'll warm up to you," Catherine said to Tim. "Now how about you tell me why you're a little kid?" "I'm not a little kid," said Tim. "This is my full adult height. I'm a halfling." "Is that like a dwarf?"
"No," said Tim patiently. "It's like a halfling."
"Come on, Tim," Catherine pleaded. "Spare me the PC bullshit. I've had kind of a trying day."
"It's not PC bullshit. Halflings and dwarves are two different things. Dave is a dwarf."
"Seriously?" Catherine laughed. "That's awesome."
She passed the waterskin to Tim, who gratefully accepted it. Tim greedily drank down a few gulps of wine.
"God, I needed that," he said. "Listen, Cat, can you keep your wolf at Butterbean?"
"What?"
"His name is Butterbean."
"Why did you call your wolf Butterbean?"
"Remember when we were younger and our parents wouldn't let us have a puppy?"
"Barely. I must have been like 4 or 5 years old."
"Butterbean was the name I wanted to call the puppy that we weren't allowed to have."
Tim shrugged.
"Fair enough. Listen, can you keep Butterbean at bay? I'm not alone."
"Oh, good. Did you go back for the guys?"
"What? No. You mean you haven't found them yet?"
"Found them?" said Catherine. "We only got here just a little while ago."
"Who's we?"
"Me and Chaz."
"Who the fuck is Chaz?"
"He's my boyfriend. He's a guy I've been on a couple of dates with."
"Well, where is he?"
"He's sleeping. He got hurt by that, what was it, a troll?"
"I think so. Is he okay?"
"He could use some medical attention, but I think he'll pull through."
"You don't sound too concerned."
"Well, he's kind of an asshole," said Catherine. "Didn't you say something about not being alone?"
"Oh, right."
Tim turned around and whistled. Something shuffled in the underbrush, and he turned back to face her.
"And you said something about me going back for the guys. Does that mean you know where they are?"
"Yeah, I think they're in prison or something after trying to break you out."
"What?"
"I'm pretty sure I got that right."
"How the hell do you know all this?"
"A little birdie told me."
"Cat!"
Tim shouted. Butterbean growled. Tim lowered his voice.
"This isn't the time to fuck with me."
"I'm not fucking with you. Okay, so it was an average-sized bird. Actually, it was kind of big, but it talked in a British accent, and it could only understand me if I talked in a British accent. It told me about your friends and said it was looking for you."
"Well, where is it now?"
"Who knows? It was kind of annoying. I sent it off to scout the area."
"What smells like troll shit?"
asked a voice from behind Tim. Butterbean got quickly to his feet and growled. A small humanoid creature with red eyes and a bat-like face walked up behind Tim. Catherine put an arm around Butterbean, but didn't hold him down very securely.
"Hey, hey," said the creature, raising his arms. "Take it easy. I come in peace. I smell wine. Oh, who's the lovely lady?"
"Tim," said Catherine, standing up and still holding onto Butterbean very lightly.
"Who? What the fuck is that?"
"Shorty," said Tim. "This is my sister, Catherine. Catherine Shorty."
"That's your sister?" said Shorty. "You've got a messed up family tree."
"It's a long story," said Tim.
"I'm keen to hear it."
"Now isn't the best time, Shorty."
Catherine, unsure as to whether the little creature was ogling her or the wine she was drinking, took a step back from him and took another drink. She stoppered the bottle to show him, in no uncertain terms, that she had no intention of sharing it with him. She was emboldened by the presence of Butterbean, as Shorty didn't appear to want to come anywhere close to him.
"You've got some nerve calling him Shorty," she said to Tim. "He's taller than you are. Not by much, but still."
"That's his name."
"Actually, it's not," said Shorty. "My real name is Shaur Gareth Marg Shaur. Balin's guards just started calling me Shorty to make fun of me."
"I'm not sure that's the only reason," said Tim.
"So how did you two meet?" asked Catherine.
"Shorty, can I still call you Shorty?"
Shorty shrugged.
"Shorty and I met in prison. He was my jailer."
"They've got some lax rules in that prison," said Catherine. "So what's this, a field trip?"
"We escaped together with, hey, where's Greeley?"
"Oh, shit," said Catherine. "What the fuck is Greeley? Shorty's pet bear?"
"No, he's just some old dude, another prisoner. Wait here, I'm going to go see what he's up to."
"Tim,"
Catherine cried out, but Tim was gone.
"Don't leave me alone with—"
She looked down at Shorty, who was looking up expectantly at her.
"What?"
she said.
"You were saying something?"
"Look, I'm sorry, okay?" said Catherine. "It's just that I've never seen a, whatever you are, before."
"A jailer?"
he suggested. Catherine rolled her eyes.
"No, you know,"
she waved her hand vaguely in the air. Shorty looked down at his clothes and back up at her in alarm.
"A vagabond? Because, lady, I assure you, once I find my clan and get cleaned up a bit, I—"
"No," she nearly screamed. "Come on, dude, don't make me come out and say it."
"Say what?"
"I'm not a bad person. This is all just very new to me."
"My dear, I honestly have no idea what you're talking about."
"Your species."
"My what?"
"Your, you know, elf, dwarf, halfling, mermaid, fairy, leprechaun—"
"Goblin?"
"Okay, sure. Goblin, gremlin, whatever."
"No," said Shorty. "That's my race. I'm a goblin."
Catherine lowered her head in shame.
"I'm really sorry. I was just telling my boyfriend, my friend over there, how he shouldn't be racist, and now I'm the one."
"Hey," said Shorty. "Don't sweat it. We are a race who have grown quite accustomed to being despised by others."
"Like Jews?"
"Whose?"
"Oh my God, why did I even say that? I'm just going to shut up now."
"It's all right, dear," Shorty said to Catherine. "Nothing we can't get over after sharing a drink or two together."
He licked his lips. Catherine stopped feeling ashamed of herself and started feeling disgusted with Shorty. And then she felt ashamed of herself again. She felt the water skin in her hand. It was still about 3/4 full.
"Okay,"
she said, and handed it to him. The goblin accepted the bottle with trembling hands, as if he were forcing himself not to just rip it out of her grasp. He quaffed down wine with noisy slurps and gulps. Catherine watched in disgust. He seemed to be nothing more than a mass of teeth and lips and tongue attacking that poor goat's stomach. She went to Chaz's pack, opened it, and pulled out his water skin, nice and full. Shorty stopped drinking and watched her. Seeing the second flask, he smiled and raised his own to her. She raised hers and smiled back, unstoppered it, took a drink, and spit it out.
"Blah!"
she said, trying to spit more out, even though her mouth was empty.
"What is this shit?"
Shorty raised his eyebrows and frowned curiously.
"This one's got water in it,"
she said.
"Fuck,"
Shorty pulled his own flask close to his chest protectively.
Where do they get this water? Catherine continued raving. In a sewer? Ooh, I can still feel grit in my mouth. I'll probably have tapeworms in me the size of dogs tomorrow.
Shorty offered a nervous grin and held out the water skin. Catherine grimaced and shivered. Then she reconsidered, walked over, and took it from him. She wiped the neck with her hand and poured some wine into her mouth from several inches above it. She handed it back.
Where the fuck is Tim?
I'm here, said Tim, walking out into the clearing and doing his best to support an old man who was twice his height and maybe equal his weight.
Where did you dig up that corpse? Asked Catherine.
Seriously, Catherine, Tim scolded her. Not cool.
How do you do, m'lady? Asked the old man.
Hi.
My name is Greeley, he said, offering a hand to shake.
The hand was spotted, misshapen, and ended in the longest and dirtiest fingernails Catherine had ever seen. She briefly touched one finger with the tips of her own index finger and thumb.
I'm Catherine. Pleasure to meet you.
The pleasure is all mine.
You're probably right there.
Catherine, Tim hissed. He was in prison with me. He'd been there for years. He's practically been starved to death. Do you have any food here?
I think there's a chunk of leopard meat on the ground here, somewhere.
Oh!
Exclaimed Greeley.
I haven't eaten leopard in ages.
He fell to his knees and started scouring the ground with much more vitality than Catherine thought possible. Catherine took the water skin back from Shorty and had a drink.
I'm pleased to see you two getting along so well, said Tim.
Catherine looked at Shorty uncomfortably.
Your fire's dying, said Shorty.
That's true, said Tim. We'll want a big fire to ward off anything else that might consider attacking us in the night, and to burn away the rest of that troll. The three of us should be able to gather enough wood quickly enough.
Three of us? Asked Catherine, looking down at Greeley.
Give him a break, Cat. He's had a hard time. Leave him to find his leopard meat.
Tim, Catherine, and Shorty maintained a tight clockwise spiral around the campsite while gathering wood, and before long, the fire was tall, hot, and strong. The troll's body proved more resistant to just burning into a pile of ash than Catherine had expected, but then she'd never had to dispose of a body before. Once the body had given up all the liquid it was going to give, the stench cleared up pretty quickly, and the flesh burned away to leave a freakish, charred skeleton staring out through the embers at them.